कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम राम राम, राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 और हरि बोल हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
गिरिवरधारि जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारि यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे यमुना तीरावन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज काचार्य स्त्रोतर्षत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिवराज काचार्य स्त्रोतर्षत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय श्री नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय गंगा माई यमुना माई की जय, तुलसी देवी श्री भक्ति देवी की जय, श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 11, Chapter Number 28, Text Number 13. Arthe hi avidya mane api, samsritirna nivartate, dhyayato vishayanasya, swapne anarthagamo yatha. अर्थे हि अविद्यमाने अपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने अनर्थगमो यथा। अर्थे हि अविद्यमाने अपि संस्मृतिर्न निवर्तते ध्यायतो विषयानस्य स्वप्ने अनर्थागमो यथा। Word to word meaning, arthe, real cause, he, certainly, avidyamane, not existing, api, although, samsritihi, the material existential condition, na, not, निवर्तते does cease, ध्यायतः contemplating, विषयान objects of the senses, asya of the living entity, swapne in a dream, anartha of disadvantages, agamaha arrival, yatha like. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Actually, the living entity is transcendental to material existence, but because of his mentality of lording it over material nature, his material existential condition does not cease. And thus, as in a dream, he is affected by all sorts of disadvantages. The same verse and other very similar verses occur elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd Canto, Chapter 27, Verse 4. 4th Canto, Chapter 29, Verses 35 and 73. And 11th Canto, Chapter 22, Verse 56. In fact, this verse completely explains the essence of illusion.
Homajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana shalakaya Chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha Namam Vishnu padaya Krishna prishthaya bhutale Shrimate bhakti vedanta swamin iti namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Seeking blessings from everyone. So in the Skanda Purana, there is this section of Gita Mahatma, Bhagavat Mahatma, where it is explained how once Lord Brahma, because he has this duty of creation, he was praying to Lord Krishna, that since you have given me this service of creation, and creation involves mode of passion, and naturally when somebody is working in passion, you tend to get affected by the qualities associated with the mode of passion. And Lord Brahma's job is extremely difficult because he is not just creating the pious living entities, he has to create all kinds of species, including the demons. Among the demons also there are different categories. So he was very fearful of getting affected by their association. And therefore he prayed to Lord Krishna. And Lord Krishna simply told him, every day you should recite Bhagavatam. And since then, Skanda Purana mentions that he has been reciting Bhagavatam, and therefore he has been able to become immune to the effects of the modes of passion, the creation. And similarly, once Lord Vishnu prayed to Krishna that you have given me this duty of maintenance. Now I can maintain everyone, but how will I maintain your devotees who are self-satisfied? How will I keep them happy? And more than that, how do I maintain my dear Lakshmi, my wife? So Vishnu had this question. And same thing Lord Krishna told him, that every day you must recite Bhagavatam. And it is explained, since then Lord Vishnu has been reciting Bhagavatam. When he recites, it takes 1 month. And then Lakshmiji listens. And then Lakshmiji recites and Vishnuji listens. And they're just two of them. And when Lakshmiji is reciting, it takes 2 months. The reason given is because she's free from, her mind is more peaceful, she's not involved in any management. So the topics of Bhagavatam are more elaborately manifested in her mind. So she is able to explain at length. And Lord Vishnu is involved with maintenance and looking after the living entities, so 1 month. And that's how he's been able to maintain everyone properly, it is explained. And Lord Shiva also explains, once he prayed to Krishna, that you have given me this task of annihilation. Whenever the time comes, I'll annihilate the creation. But you have not given me the power for the final destruction, final pralaya. Because in the 12th canto, it is explained there are four types of pralaya. One is, pralaya basically means destruction of anything which is material, made up of matter. The first type of pralaya is constantly happening within our bodies. They are dying every moment. The material identity, the material body. Second type of pralaya is when Lord Brahma goes to sleep. And when he goes to sleep, all the planets, including all the living entities below his planet, they are destroyed. And the third type of pralaya is when all the universes, when Lord Brahma actually completes his duration of life after 100 years, and he along with all the universes, he basically goes to the spiritual world, and all the universes, including all the living entities, they enter Mahavishnu's body from where they came. So this is third type of pralaya. And fourth type of pralaya is the final destruction, final pralaya, when the living entity's material identity itself is destroyed and the living entity gets liberated and goes back to the spiritual world. So Lord Shiva requested Lord Vishnu that you have not given me this power, because he is a Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. Somehow he and Mother Parvati, both husband and wife, they have a thankless task. Mother Parvati, as Durga, she has to punish all the rebellious living entities, Mahamaya. And every time we talk about her, Mahamaya, Mahamaya, we talk it in a very, not a very pleasing manner. And she has to listen to all that, despite being the mother. She has a motherly heart. She's expansion of Srimati Radharani, all the Shaktish. Just like Lord Shiva is just milk turning into curd from Krishna. And Lord Shiva, he has to destroy. And the Srimad Bhagavatam explains, he is the most compassionate Vaishnava. I mean, he is the greatest Vaishnava, Vaishnavanam yatha Shambhu. And therefore, he has this quality of compassion in abundance. And he has to destroy everyone at one point of time. So, it's a thankless task. So, therefore, he prays that I want to also be a part of removing the bondage of living entities. I want to be a part of that process of liberation. And Lord Krishna told him, every day you must recite Bhagavatam. And since then, Lord Shiva has been reciting Srimad Bhagavatam regularly. And from that, he has received the powers of destruction, final pralaya, even to liberate other living entities. So we see the most powerful rulers of the universe, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva, they do creation, maintenance and annihilation. Even they get their powers of creating, maintaining and destroying from Srimad Bhagavatam and to remain unaffected. So it is very relevant in our life, because in our life also we are constantly, either we are busy creating something or we are busy maintaining something or we are busy trying to destroy something to create something new. So how much more we need the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam has that potency, it gives us immense power. And somehow these are the personalities who are chanting Bhagavatam, reciting Bhagavatam, Brahma, Shiva, Narada, Vyasa. And devotees like Shukadev Goswami, Chatush Kumaraj, Anant Shesh, Mother Lakshmi, Lord Shiva, and somehow by Srila Prabhupada's grace, we have been also given this opportunity. Although it is explained that who gets to come in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam, the Puranas explain, when millions and millions of lifetimes of punya of a person matures, then he comes in contact with Srimad Bhagavatam. But our case, at least speaking for myself, we see that even the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains the qualities required to speak on Srimad Bhagavatam. And Suta Goswami's qualities have been mentioned. And when you look at those qualities, one realizes that we don't have any qualification. But Srila Prabhupada's grace is so special, his kindness, that he has given this opportunity to everyone. And somehow he has made it very clear, the process itself is the goal. The chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam and the holy name, these are the only two things recommended for Kali Yuga. In fact, when we study Srimad Bhagavatam properly, one will gain affinity for chanting the holy names. And that's the conclusion of Srimad Bhagavatam also. The last verse, like Jiva Goswami says, by understanding what is spoken in the end of a book, you can understand the essential message of the book. Just like in the end, Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritejya Mamekam Sharanam Braja. So Srimad Bhagavatam, the last verse, explains how the Sankirtan of the holy names of the Lord is so glorious that it destroys the sinful reactions of a living entity. So ultimately it all boils down to the chanting of the holy names. Like once Srila Prabhupada mentioned to, I think Bhavananda Prabhu was mentioning when he was here once, that Srila Prabhupada actually told him, or Brahmananda Prabhu, that actually there is no need of any books also. Imagine Prabhupada talking like this about something that he had given his life to. That was the order of his spiritual master. And he would spend sleepless nights, so much hard work, and he pushed this one activity to extreme. He wanted this to be done. And at one point of time, confidentially, he told one of his very senior disciples that actually there is no need of these books also. I have written all these books just to convince you that you have to chant Hare Krishna. That's it. That's the only purpose. I have to write so much only to convince everyone and to inspire everyone to chant. So the process and the goal are the same. So the only reason we are able to speak about Srimad Bhagavatam is just for our purification of the heart. And keeping that in mind, we'll try to discuss the purport a little bit. But it's a very auspicious day today. It is also the appearance of Sri Radha Kund Chaitra Purnima. Then it is the appearance day of Srila Shyamananda Pandit. It is the appearance day of Srila Vamsi Vadan Thakur. It is also the day of Balaram Rasyatra. And one more thing. Hanuman Jayanti. And one more thing, I think. There is one more. Balaram Rasyatra, Radha Kund appearance, Vamsi Vadan Thakur appearance, Shyamanand Pandit appearance. I think I have written somewhere. Vasantaras, Sri Krishna's Vasantaras, Ras Leela, spring season Ras Leela, which happens mostly around Govardhan. So, Chandra Sarovar is the place where Surdas ji spent a lot of time doing his bhajan. So, Srila Prabhupada, here it is explained how the living entity, that means us, we have nothing to do with this material world because we are spiritual by nature. And Therefore, when we try to find happiness in matter, it is an incompatible situation, because our nature is spiritual and we are trying to find happiness in something which is totally contradictory to our nature. We can only find happiness in things which are of similar nature. That's why spiritual life, Krishna consciousness, is very important. Because matter has a beginning, it has an end. And therefore, if we become attached to matter, if we try to find happiness in matter, the problem is it has a beginning, it has an end. So it will end at some point of time. And when we become attached to matter, there is naturally a lot of distress. So a living entity spending his time in this material world, Srila Prabhupada's disciples have mentioned here, it's like a dream. In dream, we make palaces, we fly, we see so many situations which are advantageous, we are seeing some situations which are to our disadvantage. But as soon as we wake up, we realize we had nothing to do with that. So a living entity's tenure in this material world is like that. Just like a dream. Like Srila Prabhupada once asked that, Srila Prabhupada, when we go back to Golok Vrindavan, spiritual world, will we remember whatever we have done in this material world for so many lifetimes? Prabhupada said vaguely, like a nightmare, a bad dream. You'll remember it very faintly, but like a bad dream. You wouldn't want to think about it. And it is a fact, once we realize who we are, where we belong, what have we left, once we realize, like Srila Prabhupada once mentioned, we are all criminals in this world. We have rebelled against Krishna's laws, we have left him, we have had the tendency to lord it over material nature, we became envious, we wanted to live a life independent of Krishna. So, thinking like that, one naturally becomes humble. That we have rebelled, we have left Krishna on our own. So therefore, what we are trying to do at the moment is just trying to get back on track. And we are all like spiritual interns. Like before somebody gets employed in a particular organization, he does internship. And then he gains some experience. And when he's qualified, he's given entrance. So similarly, Srila Prabhupada has opened this movement, started this movement, where we are getting trained up in the culture of the spiritual world. We are getting trained up to align our desires with the desires of Krishna. And that is what happens in the spiritual world. And the day we are ready, Krishna will take us. Because once somebody becomes completely pure, two things happen, two scenarios, two types of scenarios. Either Krishna will take that person immediately back to the spiritual world because he does not want to take any chances. After many lifetimes, this person has become purified, now let's not take any chances. Or if Krishna allows that person to live in this material world, it will only to preach. If he wants him to preach, that's it. Like this happened in the case of Gaur Govinda Maharaj. He was... Even before he came to ISKCON, he was a pure devotee. So he joined ISKCON at the age of 47. And he met, of course, a long story, some other time we can discuss. But when he met Srila Prabhupada for the first time, he was going around looking for somebody who could give him sannyas. Even if it was a Mayavadi sannyasi, he would every summer go to Rishikesh and looking for a guru. And he was thinking, even if somebody is a Mayavadi, gives me sannyas, I just want sannyas so that I can preach the message of Lord Chaitanya. That was his mission. And he used to teach in a school. He was a teacher. So during the summer vacation, he would go to Rishikesh. Nobody would agree. So once one Mayavadi sannyasi agreed. And so Gaur Govinda Maharaj left his home. And that is also something very special. How he left his home, that is explained in his biography. This book was called Krishna Lingita Vigraha, compiled by his disciples. And the day he was leaving home, he was distributing charity, everything that he had. And there were people standing in line, he was giving charity. And at the end of the line, who came up to him was an old lady wearing white clothes. And This lady told Gaur Govind Maharaj, that time his name was Dinabandhu, if I am right. Yes. So he said, oh my dear son, this lady told him, only you are capable of leaving me. And then Maharaj said, I just folded my hands, I just told her, oh mother, please bless me. And then he left home. Many years later, when he was talking to his disciples about this incident, Gaur Govind Maharaj mentioned that that lady was none other than Maya Devi herself. So with her blessings, he left home. And when he went to Rishikesh, to that Mayavadi sannyasi's ashram, he came to know he had passed away. And his hopes were shattered, destroyed. After so many years, he left home and there was nobody. And his other people, they just told him, get lost, get out of our ashram. They didn't allow him entry. So then he thought, let me give it one more chance. I will go to Vrindavan. Because Vrindavan is Krishna's land, I am trying to preach about Krishna. He used to worship Gopalji deity. And so he thought, let me just go to Vrindavan. At least Krishna will give me shelter. Maybe I will find my guru. So he came. And there he realized, he saw Prabhupada's photo on a Back to God magazine. And he felt attracted. So he went. And as he reached, it was a construction site. And outside Prabhupada's rooms was sitting Brahmanand Maharaj. And he said, I want to meet A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Said, who are you? Why do you want to meet? And of course, he was not allowed. Then he just fell at his feet, full dandavats. Please allow me. Then Maharaj said, okay. So he took him inside. And Srila Prabhupada, as soon as he saw him, he said, you want to take sannyas? I'll give you sannyas. And he was thinking, how did he know that I had this desire in my heart? That moment itself, he accepted Srila Prabhupada as his guru. So, and he became very close to Prabhupada. Later on, of course, Prabhupada sent him to Odisha, Bhubaneswar, to open a temple. It was a jungle. So many times disciples would ask Prabhupada, but why are you giving him so many responsibilities? He is such a new bhakta. Prabhupada would tell them, you are a new bhakta. He is a very old devotee. So even before he joined ISKCON, he was a pure devotee. So in 77, it is explained that in Mayapur, suddenly he started experiencing, he was in Gaudiya Mission's one ashram. There was some festival going on, kirtan going on, and he just fell unconscious. He fainted. And for the next 4 months, he was in that state only. Just chanting, Gaura, Gaura, and he was looking at his own body every now and then. He was inside, kept inside a room. Disciple was taking care. He would look at his body and say, what is this? With disgust. The disciple would say, Maharaj, this is a material body. And he would say, chi. He would say like that. And he would be chanting, dancing like that. 4 months he was in ecstasy. Until one Kaviraj told that the potency of Mayapur is difficult for him to handle. He has entered actually into Krishna's pastimes. So if you want him to come back to normalcy, take him out of Mayapur. Then he was, of course, taken to Bhubaneswar. And once Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, because nobody knew what was happening to Gaur Govind Maharaj. So Krishnadas Babaji, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, who was always chanting the holy names, he came once into Mayapur temple, Hare Krishna, chanting. And disciples, he was friendly with everyone. So they requested, come, can you see our Maharaj, what is happening to him? And Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj came and he looked at Gaur Govind Maharaj. He went closer. He took one very swab of cotton, little cotton, and he put it in front of his nose. And the finest thread, they just moved. He said, it is Krishna Prem. And he laughed and he left. So it is mentioned it takes one to know one. Because he had it, so it was very normal for him to understand it is Krishna Prem. So at that time, one Kaviraj had mentioned that he has actually entered into Krishna's Leela. And two things will happen now. Either he will leave, or if Krishna allows him to stay, he will went on to become a world-class preacher, and that's what happened. He then basically preached so much, and after this, if you see his lectures, he would preach so heavily and with so much compassion. And he was so simple. Orbert lived in a village. Now he was giving lectures in English, traveling all over the world. In fact, when he went in the flight for the first time, so Maharaj was coming from a very simple village, completely pure. He would never even go to watch any cinema shows. Cinema as in those natak companies, they come to villages, they perform for, I don't know the exact word. So he would even chastise his family members, why were they wasting time? And he had maintained a diary, 21 points, some points where he would tick every day. Did I do this? Did I not do this? All that he would follow, a strict regime. So he was coming from such a simple background that when he for the first time went in the flight and he was chanting and he looked, the air hostesses going to every person and asking them, and Maharaj got alarmed. What is she doing? Why is she going to everyone? What is she asking? He was thinking he was going for some other purpose, asking everyone. So then somebody told Maharaj, this is the, they are serving everybody sitting, whoever is there. So that's what happens, that when somebody becomes purified, and when we become completely pure, all this tenure of ours in material world will simply appear like a nightmare, a dream. That how we have left Krishna, left the spiritual world for something like this. And therefore, you see in the Srimad Bhagavatam or any scripture, not even a single good word has been used for the material world. Either it is a deep dark well, unfathomable ocean infested with sharks, or Dukhalyam, or Karagar, jail. So everything. And here we come into this world. Because of the tendency to want to be the controllers, and this tendency is extremely deep-rooted and extremely subtle. And till we become free from this tendency to control others, we will not be gaining entrance into the spiritual world. Because that's why we are here. As long as we have even a tiniest desire to control, little desire, or thinking, I am something, I am the maintainer, I am the controller, I am the greatest well-wisher. Srila Prabhupada, in the fourth canto, where this word, exact verse is found, in that purport he mentions how people perform philanthropic work. They think they are the best friends of everyone, but only Krishna is the best friend. First of all, even when people perform philanthropic work, there is that I, very subtle I am doing this good work. So when people say, okay, let's feed so many poor people, and they don't want God in the picture, and they just say, just be good, do good. So in that also, there is that subtle satisfaction of being the enjoyer of the result of that activity. That I am doing this, I am feeding so many. They may not say it, but if we enjoy that experience also, that we are doing it, we may not say it, then that's that tendency of controllership. So till that I goes away, there is no question of coming back to our natural home. And that is why Srila Prabhupada or Vaishnava, Gaudi Vaishnava Sampradaya, it is so prominent, adding this Das. And many times Prabhupada would say this. He said, the first name is not that important, that surname is very important. The last part, Das. Sometimes disciples would come and ask him, what is the meaning of my name? And Prabhupada said, that's not so important. Just remember Das. That is important. And Mahaprabhu went one step ahead. He said, Das, Dasanu, Das. So just hammering this one thing upon our head, that this is something we need to inculcate, instill in our own hearts. Like Kanak Das, this beautiful story, when somebody asked him, the great devotee from South India, that will you go to Vaikuntha in this lifetime because you are doing so much bhakti, you are so dear to Krishna. And Kanak Das gave a very cryptic reply. He said, if I can go, I may go. And everybody was bewildered, what does this mean? They asked, if I can go, I may go. And they said, what does it mean? Please explain. He said, if I can go that I do this, I am so and so, I am the maintainer, I am the controller, I am the friend. Then when this I goes away, when this desire to control, that false ego, that I am something goes away, then I become qualified to go. As Bible also says, only the humble and meek shall inherit the kingdom of God. So in our own, we have to look into our own hearts, how much deep-rooted is that tendency. And till then, Krishna will not shower complete mercy also. And therefore, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, it can purify our heart. And then when the hearts are purified, naturally that humility awakens, reawakens. And therefore, studying Srimad Bhagavatam and chanting the holy names, the two most powerful activities recommended for Kali Yuga. And of course, when we do these two things properly, then we become humble, then we become humble, then we can serve better, serve the devotees, serve humanity better. And then we serve with humility, we can chant and hear better. So it's like a circle. The loop gets completed. To think, Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport, that we are the maintainer, that's also false ego. We are not the maintainers, because even after providing the best maintenance, people still die. Right? Nowadays, a lot of WhatsApp messages going around, how only the doctors saved people, God was nowhere. So that is fine. The doctors, all glories to the doctor, they are working 24/7, and they may not be even thinking like this. They must be praying to God that he allows them to do their duties properly. But then there are atheists, moralists, claiming that God did not come. That's absolute lack of intelligence. Because if everything is in our hand, then people die also. Then why can't we save with the same medicine, same people? So we have to do both. We glorify those who are doing great work. At the same time, we also do not undermine the position of God. Like when the child is in the mother's womb, lives for 9 months in a very dangerous situation, we can say. It's a dark place infested with germs. And if you put a nice, healthy person in that situation for a few minutes also, the person would die. But in that condition also, somebody who is not even grown properly, with a delicate skin, lives, survives for 9 months. Who is maintaining that personality inside the mother's womb? We are not doing that. Nobody can do that. But there is an arrangement made inside umbilical cord. The nourishment goes to the child. So whoever maintains the children, the child within the mother's womb, he is the same person who maintains us when the child is outside the womb also. So just acknowledging that fact, that ultimately we can do little. We are little maintainers. We are little friends of somebody. But we are temporary. If we die, who will maintain? So ultimately, who is maintaining? Krishna is only maintaining. So there is a lot. I think I'll just focus on the special occasions today in the next 15-20 minutes, whatever we have. Today is the, of course, appearance of Sri Radha Kund. Chaitra Purnima, on this day, Shrimati Radharani and Krishna, the gopis, they had a loving quarrel because Krishna killed a demon called Aristasura. And that demon was in the form of a bull. So the gopis, they told Krishna, they said, now we cannot associate with you because you have killed a bull. Krishna said, Baba, but he was a demon. So what? He came in the form of a bull who related to mother cow. So therefore, we cannot associate with you. If you want to have pastimes with us, then you have to take bath in all the holy places of the universe. And this was happening at night. And they're saying, go to all the holy places of the universe. Krishna said, why should I go? They should come to me. And Krishna just struck his heel in the ground, and suddenly from there came out a stream of water. And he said, look, look, all the gopis, look here. The Patal Ganga has come out. Now I'll call all the other holy places also. And gradually, whatever impression he had made with his heel, the water started coming out from all different parts. And they just filled his small kunda. And Krishna said, look, all the holy places of the universe are here. Now I'm going to take bath and purify myself. And Radharani said, what proof do you have that these are the holy places of all the universes? Then Krishna just signaled. All the holy places, in personified form, they started manifesting. Somebody came with folded hands, said, introduced himself. I am the salt water ocean. Then somebody else came forward with folded hands. I am the milk ocean. Somebody said, I am Ganga. Somebody said, I am Jamuna. I am the Triveni Sangama Prayagraj. I am Pushkar. I am Gaya. So that way, then of course the gopis were convinced. And Krishna took bath. And then he was boasting. See, I have purified myself now. Now it's your turn because all of you are also sinful. And Radharani asked, how are we sinful? He said, because you sided with the demon. You took his side. And it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam, three types of people share equal karma in any activity. The doer, the director and the supporter. All three. It is explained, I think, in Prithu Maharaj's pastime. The doer and the director and the supporter. So since you supported or you took his side, therefore you are also contaminated. But I have a proposal. Krishna was boasting. You can take bath in my kunda which I have created. No worries. I am not like you. And the gopis said, no way. That kunda is also contaminated because you took bath in that. So we don't want to. This kunda is contaminated with the touch of somebody who killed a male cow. So we don't want anything to do with this. In fact, we will make our own kunda. So Radharani looked around and there was the impression of the hoof print of that Aristasura. Huge impression. So they took out their bangles and they started digging. And it is explained within 1 hour, the gopis and Radharani, they created a beautiful kunda, which is known as Kankan kunda. When Radha kunda is emptied, even now you can see that special kunda. So then Krishna said, at least okay, at least take water from my kunda now, it's built. He said, no way, we are not touching that water. I have enough sakhi, so we'll get water from Manasi Ganga. So they formed a human chain and they started passing water pots. And they were sweating, perspiring, working so hard. And Krishna could not see that. So he just signaled to all the holy places, go. So the one representative of all the holy places approached Srimati Radharani. And with folded hands he requested her, please allow us to serve you. And Radharani asks, what do you want? He said, can we fill up your kunda also? That would make our life perfect. Even though we came on the orders of Krishna, but still our life will only become perfect when we are able to serve you, your lotus feet. And Radharani, it is explained, she looked at Krishna with a sidelong glance and then she said, all right. And the water from Krishna Kunda, Shama Kunda came out and it flooded Radha Kunda. And there the gopis took bath and then Krishna and Radharani, of course, it was a loving quarrel. They both declared, Krishna said, your kunda will become more famous than mine. And anybody who takes bath in your kunda even once, he will get the same love that you have for me. And I will every day come to perform pastimes with all of you at Radha Kunda. And Radharani also declared that I will also personally come to bathe in your kunda every day. And anybody who takes bath in your kunda will develop unlimited pure devotion. And therefore in Shyamakunda, if you see, there is one particular ghat, it's called Manas Pavan Ghat. And it is explained that's where Srimati Radharani and the gopis, they come to take bath every day. And on that Manas Pavan Ghat, there is also one small pillu tree. A small bush, and it is explained that that is one Brahmana who has taken the form of this particular bush. And Jiva Goswami, when he was there, he used to talk to this bush, this Brahmana, every day. So this is about Radha Kund. Then of course this is the beginning of Basant Ras. It is Krishna performs Ras Leela during various times of the year. Spring Ras Leela is one. Then he performs around that Kartik time that had happened, Kartik Purnima. And this Vasant Ras, the spring Ras Leela, happens around in and around Govardhan. So there is a place called Chandra Sarovar. Then there is the place called Puncheri, where Naval Kund and Apsara Kund. So all these places, Krishna and the gopis, they perform Ras Leela during this entire season. And of course, Balaram Ras Yatra. Once Balaram ji had come back to Vrindavan, he spent 2 months. And Srila Prabhupada said he had a different set of gopis with whom he performed Ras Leela. And that is when once he had drunk a lot of honey. So he was doing his pastimes with the gopis, and Yamuna was close by. So he wanted to take bath. So he was calling Yamuna. But Yamuna got scared that he is drunk. How can I go close to him? Then Balaramji realized that she is not coming closer. He took his plow and he divided Yamunaji into many streams. Ram Ghat, that place is. Even now if you go, you can see Yamuna at that place is divided into many, many different streams. And also today is the appearance of Vamshivadan Thakur. And Vamshivadan Thakur, who was he? It is explained in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika, which gives the true identities of all the associates of Lord Chaitanya. Who were they in Krishna Leela? That is explained in Gaur Ganodesh Deepika. And it is explained, Vamshi Krishna Priya Yasit Sa Vamshi Das Thakurah. Vamshivadananda Thakur was Krishna's flute in Braj. So who was Vamshivadan Thakur? In Lord Chaitanya's Leela, he appeared as Vamshivadan Thakur. He was none other than the incarnation of Krishna's flute, dear flute. And the gopis would always praise the good fortune of the flute, because everybody else would have to be separated from Krishna for some time of the day. Yashoda Mai, morning and evening she was with him. At night he was with the gopis, during the day with his friends. So at some time or the other, one party would feel separation from Krishna. But the flute is one constant companion of Krishna. Even when Krishna sleeps, you can see the picture sometimes, the flute is right next to him. And so it is very, very dear to Krishna. And Radharani and the gopis, they always glorify the good fortune of the flute. And it is so powerful, it is explained. And Krishna is so attached to his flute. Once Radhanath Maharaj was explaining that when Krishna had a dice game with Radharani, so of course Radharani wins. So every time she wins, first Krishna loses his kaustubh jewel. And the gopis, they clap, and Krishna then puts that kaustubh jewel necklace around Radharani's neck, but Krishna is very happy to see it with her. Then Krishna gradually loses his whatever possessions he had, but he doesn't become so sad. He's happy. But it is explained when he lost his flute in that dice game, he became very depressed. And then flute was then hidden and he was totally depressed. And only after a long leela at Suryakunda that happened, Krishna got his flute back. And then it is explained he was going back home and he was talking to the flute like a person who has become mad in separation. Where were you? I was missing you so much. Why did you leave me? So flute is so, he's so attached to the flute and so powerful that it is explained Lord Krishna at the beginning of the creation with the song of his flute only initiated Lord Brahma into the Kama Gayatri mantra. And by chanting that mantra, Lord Brahma got the vision of Krishna and Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan. And based on what he saw, he composed that most illustrious scripture called Brahma Samhita, which we sing during the Shringar Arati every day. The two, three verses we sing. So it is so powerful. When Krishna plays that flute, the solid things melt, the liquid things become solid. If you go on Vrindavan Parikrama, there is a place called Dhir Samir on the banks of Yamuna. So Dhir Samir, Samir is Vayu, the breeze. And dhir means sober. So that's the place where breeze was blowing, and suddenly when it heard Krishna's flute, it became slower. Just to hear Krishna's flute. So dhir samir, it became very slow. So it is that same personality, Vamshivadan Thakur, who is the incarnation of the same most powerful flute. And he appeared in a place called It is called Kulia, which is present day Navadeep. And he had five different names: Vamsi, Vadana, Vadanananda, Vamshi Das, and one more name he had. Yeah, Vamshi Vadana, Vamshi Vadana, Vamshi Das, and Vadanananda. And he appeared on the full moon, on the day of spring full moon, which is today in the month of Chaitra. Somewhere it is mentioned 1416, and somewhere it is mentioned 1427 of the Shaka era. So it was known, he appeared in Koladweep, which is Navadweep, and this place was earlier known as Kulia Paharipura. And his parents were Chakkari Chattopadhyay and Chandrakala Devi. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was on his way to Vrindavan in the first instance, and on his way to Vrindavan through Bengal, he came to Navadweep and he had stayed at Vamshivadan Thakur's house for 7 days. Chakkari, his father's name was Chakkari Chattopadhyay's house. And of course that journey, Lord Chaitanya had to return from Kanai Natshala. But he had stayed here. And when Vamshivadan Thakur appeared in this world, both Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Advaita Acharya were present when he was born. And after Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, this same Vamsivadan Thakur became the personal servant of Sachi Mata, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mother, and Mother Vishnu Priya, Lord Chaitanya's wife. And he served them for the rest of his life. And his family deity was, he lived as a householder. He worshipped his deity, which was known as Pran Vallabha. He had two sons, Chaitanya Das and Nityanand Das. And later when Mother Vishnu Priya left this world, he moved to his ancestral village called Bilwa Gram. And it is explained he worshipped his ancestral deity also, Gopinath. And that's where he left this world. And even till date, the Bhattacharyas of this Bilwa Gram, they are known as the descendants of Vamshivadan Thakur. And after, so when he was staying at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's house at Yogapeet, serving Sachi Mata and Mother Vishnu Priya, Mother Vishnu Priya's deity was also being taken care of by him, the Pran Gauranga. Is that the name? Pran Gauranga? In Navadeep? Pran Gauranga. Which is now, so after Mother Vishnu Priya disappeared, because this was his original home, native place, Navadeep, he moved that deity to Navadeep, where he can be seen even today, beautiful deity, and there he is worshipped till date. So this is about Vamshivadan Thakur. And of course, Shyamanand Pandit, I'll just take 5 more minutes, it's 9 o'clock. And Shyamanand Pandit, we have heard the story many times, how his original name was Dukhi Krishna Das. And he was the disciple of the illustrious Hridaya Chaitanya, who was the disciple of Gauridas Pandit. And Gauridas Pandit was the incarnation of Subal Sakha, Krishna's cowherd boyfriend, Subal Sakha. And he was such a glorious personality, Gauridas Pandit, that before Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, and his house is close to Ganga, so he saw Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came to his house because they wanted to say goodbye to him. So Gauridas Pandit received them and he had that Sakha Bhav with them. But naturally he is Subal Sakha. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu told him that he was going to take sannyas and leave Navadeep forever. And he was feeling so depressed. He was devastated. He was so sad. Then Lord Chaitanya personally, with his own hands, he made two deities of himself and Nityananda Prabhu, Gaur and Nitai, and he gave those deities to Gauridas Pandit. See, you keep them, they are non-different from us, so when you see them, you will see us. And of course, Gauridas Pandit took them and kept them on the altar, a place he made. But then he stopped Gaur and Nitai as they were leaving. He said, you said you are non-different from them and they are non-different from you. So do one thing, you stay here, let them go. And Lord Chaitanya smiled, what is this? Because devotees are clever. And of course, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they went to the altar, they became still with their hands, and the deity started walking away. And Gauridas Pandit was thinking, oh, I have been cheated, oh, wait. You both stay back, let them go. So this went on for for a long time, and finally he understood. That Lord Chaitanya said, don't worry. So he understood, okay. So he had a disciple called Hriday Chaitanya. And why was he given that name, Hriday Chaitanya? Because once Hriday Chaitanya was, Hriday Chaitanya. Chaitanya Das, maybe. I don't know. So he was performing a Sankirtan festival close by to Gauridas Pandit's house. And Gauridas Pandit would always threaten his deities, you dare not go anywhere. He would show them a stick. Ki mujhe chhod ke, you should never leave. So one day it so happened, the Sankirtan was so powerful, the festival that was taking place close by, these deities jumped from the altar and entered the Kirtan. They started dancing with the devotees. And Hriday Chaitanya was of course very happy. And then Gauridas Pandit came and he saw altar was empty. Oh, he looked at there's something going on. He went with a stick. And as soon as Gaurnitai saw Gauridas Pandit coming with a stick, they jumped and hid themselves inside Hriday Chaitanya's heart. And when Gauridas Pandit saw this, he realized my disciple is even more glorious than me. And that's when he gave him the name Hriday Chaitanya, somebody in whose heart Lord Chaitanya has taken shelter. So he had a disciple named Dukhi Krishnadas. So sometimes in the previous times people would give these names Dukhi Krishnadas to their children so that even if death comes to take them, so she would also feel pity. Ye to bechara pehle dukhi hai. So this was somehow actually this was the logic ke isko dukhi Krishnadas ke isko bechare ko kya leke jaye, ye to pehle hi dukhi hai, is already dukhi. So Dukhi Krishnadas, and later on he, Srinivas Acharya and Narottam Das Thakur, three most powerful acharyas of our sampradaya, they met in Vrindavan. Because at that time the leader of the Gaudiya Vaishnava sampradaya was Jiva Goswami, and the biggest scholar the world has ever seen, as Srila Prabhupada said. And so people, disciples, all the gurus, big gurus would send their disciples to study under Jiva Goswami. And of course these three personalities also came, Dukhi Krishnadas, Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya. And everyone just loved these three youngsters. They were very young when they came. And Dukhi Krishnadas was given one very special seva by Jiva Goswami. And the seva was, he had to sweep the Ras Mandal at Seva Kunj every morning. Because at night Radha Krishna, they do their Ras Leela, so in the morning you should clean it properly, sweep it. So the next time when they come, they are very comfortable. So Dukhi Krishnadas would do that. Yeah, whole day she would do his bhajan. Even if now if you go to Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir, you will find there is a bhajan kutir underground. And at early morning, he would just go and clean the area after the Ras Leela was over. And this, now we may not have heard this, that sometimes we directly hear that, oh, he started sweeping and then one day he found that anklet of Radha Rani. But he did that seva, menial seva, for 12 years. And one day he was again doing his regular bhajan. In his bhajan he saw that Ras Leela is going on. Suddenly Radha Rani's one anklet just fell off. And nobody noticed it except him. He came out of his meditation, took a broom. As he was sweeping that area, he realized, he actually found that divine anklet. And as soon as he touched it, it is explained all the ecstatic transformations took place in his body. All the ecstatic symptoms manifested in his body. So he understood it's not normal. And there Radharani realized she had lost one anklet. So she sent Lalita Sakhi. And she, Lalita Sakhi, when she came, she saw from a distance that anklet in the hands of Dukhi Krishnadas. So she took the form of an old lady, tattered clothes and shabby appearance. She came, oh, give it to me. And this belongs to my daughter-in-law. And Dukhi Krishnadas saw her from बॉटम टू आई मीन फ्रॉम हर फीट टू हर फेस, इसको देखने से लगता नहीं है कि इसकी डॉटर इन लॉ का है, बिकॉज शी वॉज वेयरिंग दोज ओल्ड क्लोथ्स एंड अपीयरेंस वॉज वेरी डर्टी. शी सेड इफ इट बिलोंग्स टू योर डॉटर इन लॉ, ब्रिंग हर हेयर, ब्रिंग हर ओवर, आई विल गिव इट टू हर पर्सनली. शी सेड नो नो नो, यू जस्ट गिव इट, नो आई एम नॉट गिविंग. एंड ऑफकोर्स ललिता सखी वेन टोल्ड राधा रानी एंड देर आर डिफरेंट वर्जन्स, बट दिस वन विच आई हर्ड फॉर द फर्स्ट टाइम वॉज दैट ललिता सखी एक्चुअली मैनिफेस्टेड हर फॉर्म और शी वेंट टू राधा रानी. बोथ वर्जन्स आर ओके एंड शी टोल्ड राधा रानी दैट दिस इज द सिचुएशन. सो देन ही वॉज एस्कॉर्टेड इन टू राधा रानी प्रेजेंस. ओके, यू वॉन्ट टू गिव इट टू हर पर्सनली, लेट्स गो, लेट मी शो यू माई डॉटर इन लॉ. देन ललिता सखी मैनिफेस्टेड हर ओरिजिनल फॉर्म एंड देन शी टुक दुखी कृष्णदास. And as Dukhi Krishnadas was walking, he was seeing the area around him just getting transformed into that Chinmay Vrindavan, that original Vrindavan where the whole land is lit up with jewels. There's no electricity but the jewels, Maniyo ka Prakash. And then he sees a beautiful vision where Srimati Radharani is sitting in Seva Kunj on a throne being served by all the most beautiful and most glorious Sakhis. And when Dukhi Krishnadas saw that vision, he fainted. Then he came back to consciousness and Srimati Radharani was so happy with his service. Basically, she wanted to shower her mercy. It's not that she lost that anklet and she didn't know. It was just an excuse to shower her mercy. And Radharani took that anklet from Dukhi Krishnadas and she pressed it, just like sometimes the spiritual master may just press you in your forehead. Sometimes he may do it out of affection. So, Srimati Radharani pressed her anklet on the forehead of Dukhi Krishnadas and he got a special tilak which could never be erased. And then it was Srimati Radharani who gave Dukhi Krishnadas the name Shyamananda. Said, your name should not be Dukhi Krishnadas. It's not a very auspicious name. So, from today you will be addressed as Shyamananda, the one who gave pleasure, Ananda, to Shyama. Shyama is Srimati Radharani's name. And along with that, Srimati Radharani also gave him, she took out from her own heart a very beautiful, sweet deity of Krishna, Shyam Sundar. And she gave that to Shyamanand Pandit. And she was so pleased with him because that's what resides in Radharani's heart. She took out that Krishna from her heart. And if you see, that deity can still be seen in Radha Shyam Sundar Mandir. And he is a little more tilted towards one side, Tribhanga. So Tribhang is a little more, when you see, neck is going like this. So that is Shyamanand Pandit. And when Hriday Chaitanya came to know, somebody told him, your disciple has changed name and he has also changed his tilak also. He is wearing some different tilak. He came with all his disciples and the 64 Mahants that were there in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya at that time. All powerful devotees of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. He came marching into Vrindavan. And he was so angry, how dare you disrespect our sampradaya? Not for himself, but he thought that he rejected our sampradaya. So he came and when Shyamananda came to know, he approached Jiva Goswami. And Jiva Goswami told him to take help of Radha Rani. So Shyamananda Pandit, he went into Samadhi and in his Samadhi only, because I think it's Kanak Manjari, in that original form, he went to Barsana, where Radharani was living, in her original home. And she was escorted into her, or actually escorted into her presence. And at that time, Radharani told Subal, please take care of this. You manage this affair, whatever it is, you protect him. And Subal is Gauridas Pandit, who is the guru of Hriday Chaitanya. So naturally, a Param Guru can protect from our Guru. Param Guru is more merciful than real Guru, Prabhupada said. So Subal Sakha said, don't worry, I'll take care of it. So when Hriday Chaitanya came, he said, you think it is a bona fide tilak, let me erase it personally. So he started erasing it personally, but because of Subal Sakha's influence, his power, because he had promised to protect, that tilak could not be erased. That is when Hriday Chaitanya realized that this is not ordinary tilak. It has to be something special. Some special mercy has been bestowed upon him. And then he was angry with his disciple. But when he realized this, he actually embraced and gave a lot of blessings to Shyamanand Pandit. So this is a little about the glorious life of the glorious sampradaya we are connected to. And it is explained that Lord Chaitanya's one disciple, one devotee, Devaki Nandan Das Thakur in his bhajan, he writes, who was Gopal Chapala, earlier became Devaki Nandan Das Thakur, a worshipper of Vaishnavas. Earlier he used to criticize Vaishnavas. And he has written a bhajan begging forgiveness from all Vaishnavas. And it is explained that if we sing that bhajan, if we have committed any Vaishnava prad, that can be forgiven. That bhajan is so special. So, in that he writes one very powerful line that a single devotee of Lord Chaitanya is enough, is so powerful that he can deliver the whole universe. So each disciple, each devotee of Lord Chaitanya is so powerful, we can just go on talking about them and things could never end. But with this, since we have time limitation, we end here. And thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Shyamanand Pandit ki jai. Srila Vamshivadhan Thakur ki jai. Sri Krishna Vasant Ras ki jai. Sri Radha Kund ki jai. Sri Balaram Ras Yatra ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnav Brind ki jai.